Well, let's look at the big stories for today. The three of them. Let's start with the, well, unfortunately, the very, sad one. Death toll in attack on Benue community is now 10. For those of you who do not know, the death toll has risen to 10 following the attack by armed invaders on rural communities in Agatu local government area of Benue State. The Daily Trust newspaper reported that 8 were killed after armed invasion on Saturday, which led to more villagers fleeing their abodes. It's like something's happening in the Middle Belt, isn't it? Well, some villagers said the death toll could be more than 10, as search parties are still looking for missing persons as of Monday afternoon. But the member representing Agatu constituency in the State House of Assembly, Godwin Edor, put the figure at about 10 when he spoke with news correspondents from the Daily Trust newspaper. The police public relations officer for that state, SP Catherine Anene, said that she was yet to have the report. And I'm most worried about what's going on in the Middle Belt. And really, when will federal government and security agencies begin to take, the killings in this Middle Belt area seriously? When are they going to do that? Because we just keep hearing these reports of people dying like chicken, like some bird flu happened, and then we're just all, one of those swine flus, and then, we're just discarding and just giving numbers, as opposed to coming to terms with the fact that human beings are literally dying at the hands of marauders, at the hands of faceless bandits. And maybe these people are even, have faces, and the people in those areas know them. But what is the federal government? What are they doing? Because unfortunately, we can't keep this just at the, the feet of the governors, because the governors also have that excuse, and there's no synergy. Like, just like my guest said yesterday, are we taking seriously what's happening in the Middle Belt and the killings that are happening every day? Look at what was reported in Ekiti. Look at what's happening literally everywhere. Where's Mr. President chilling in Paris? Oh, well, how dare you say that, Marianne? The president is trying to deal with his health. Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. President. Is it too tough a job for you? Anyway, let's move on to the next story. Police. Nigeria tops list of African countries where officers regularly demand bribes. Yeah. Yes. That's a top story. So, let me give you some background into that story, because I want you to talk a lot more than me today, okay? Afrobarometer is a non-profit organization based in Ghana. Now, they have revealed in their latest report how Africans view the professionalism of their police forces. The survey, which showed how law enforcement demands bribes when citizens seek their assistance, saw Liberia, Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Uganda topped the chart of African countries with high-profile professional misconduct. Afrobarometer, which is a pan-African non-partisan survey research network, provides reliable data on African experiences and how they perceive democracy, governance, and quality of life. Now, that report, titled Law Enforcers or Lawbreakers, collected data from respondents in 39 African countries, 53,444 interviews between late 2021 and mid-2023 to ascertain the police misconduct, criminal behavior, brutality, and corruption. When are we going to start reining in our police officers in terms of this bribery? Because literally, it's happening every other day. The fact that they give us numbers like tally, so you gave me 200, okay, take this paper. So if you are coming back, I will not ask you for money again. Is this a joke? And there are people who are kidnapping every day. They're passing by you because they know they can give you 200 naira. So of course, you see a man and a woman with a child, you're not even careful. Your instincts are not up. All you want is money, because all your body is telling you is money. And you can't even stop to see if that child really is theirs or that child has been kidnapped. Oh no, because it's a family guy. Oh, just let them go. Because, you see, I'm not just saying about Nigeria, because it's happening everywhere. I was in Kenya. The first time I ever visited Kenya, theirs was worse. Nadia soldier, they collect money. It's that sad. So when are we going to start reining in our police officers? And finally, on the big three today, lawmakers accuse Fubara of unlawful conduct, but the governor has warned these pro-Wike appointees. Can I give you some background? The River State Governor, Siminalayi Fubara, and the State House of Assembly may again be on a collision course. Ding, 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 ding. As lawmakers on Monday accused the governor of making illegal appointments, this was as Fubara on Monday warned the 9 commissioners who returned to his cabinet months after resigning not to work against his government. The commissioners, who were allies of ex-governor Wike, resigned from Fubara's cabinet, as you all remember, at the height of the political crisis between he and Wike. Now, the State Assembly, during their plenary on Monday, presided over by Speaker Martin Amaehule, said governor, that's Fubara, was acting outside the law, describing his actions as an aberration. So I ask you, Nigerians, Lagosians, are we about to see another showdown between Fubara and the members of the House of Assembly? I love Nigerian politics. Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. You can join the conversation if you're a lady. 020-1465-7190. If you know Rivers politics, you understand it. Yeah, Regim. You can join the conversation. We're live. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM. We're also live on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Join the conversation on X, that's Twitter. Use the hashtag #HardFact so I can see your message. And on WhatsApp also, you can send me a message. If you're listening from outside of the country, you want to join the conversation, please, by all means, join us via Skype. We're Nigeria Info FM via Skype. Let the conversations begin. Welcome to the Big Three. Hello.
Hello, Marianne. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Happiness, Mommy
Corey. Hi, Happiness. Give me some happiness.
Happy New Year, my love.
Ah, same to you, my darling.
Hey, Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
A very big congratulations to our office as a police force. Eh?
For why are you like this? Why are you like this?
Yes, yes. I congratulate them. Marianne, have a lovely day.
Ah, Happiness. Yeah, just not a nice person. Thank you for calling. Hello, welcome to the Big Three and Hard Facts.
Good afternoon, Marianne.
Good afternoon.
Let me make you happy. Mommy.
I mean, what's somebody? Hey, God, I beg. Hey, I will call police for you.
Pastor,
I will come and look for you in that Orilegum. You are playing with me. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Orilegum.
All right, go ahead.
You see, Nigeria is gradually becoming like a joke. You know why?
Why?
If people resign to spite you as a sitting governor, and one of the conditions is that you should bring them back. Oga, you are not the one controlling them. Whatever you are saying is on your own. They will not even, it's not as if they're even working for you. They are coming back to do you a favor. I'm telling you, they are not concerned whether whatever you are saying doesn't concern them. And for the insecurity, the thing is coming closer and closer and closer. My advice is this now. Let everybody, number one, be conscious the way you do your lao. Number two,
lao spending.
Watch your back. Often, there are places you don't have to go. There are invitations you don't have to honor again.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is coming closer and closer. Be careful of your neighbor. The things you spend, the way you spend, whether in church, whether in mosques, whether in the they invite you to a wedding, you keep throwing things around. Please, let's be watchful and security conscious. This thing is coming too close.
All right, Pastor Ladipo, thank you very much for calling. In other words, it's time to start keeping a low profile. I'm not even going to say that I'm paranoid. I was just telling my brother the other day that, you know what, I don't like it when you go out in the evenings, you know, and he takes those evening walks, and I'm just like, you know what, you can start doing it in the morning. I'm a morning person. I wake up very early. I go to take walks, and then I do my workouts. But I'm paranoid. Yeah. Kingsley is calling us from Jakonde. Hello, Kingsley. Turn off your radio, please.
Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon.
Yes, well, ma, even though our Joe is just talk finished now, corruption in Nigeria and our follow come.
What do you mean? I'm not corrupt. Are you a corrupt somebody, Kingsley? Are you a corrupt person? Are you corrupt?
You know, mama, talk. You don't tire us.
What do you want, Duna? What do you want, Duna?
Now, for me, the solution is that main media not listen to news again. Let them just talk to these people directly.
What's the media supposed to do? That's the idea of the media.
Ask one question, don't tire us. We'll not get question to the answer again.
Kingsley, I totally, I'm on your side. I totally understand where you're coming from. You're sick and tired of it.
Question. Media, speak for us now. Okay.
All right. Unfortunately, that's not the job of the media. The media is supposed to ask questions, not speak for you. Yes, we can re-echo some of your worries and your thoughts when we're asking these people questions. But the people who are supposed to speak for you are the people you elect. Your councillors, your chairman, your House of Rep members, your senator, those are your speakers, not me. I, of course, create the platforms and the conduits or the atmosphere for these conversations to be had. It's not my place to speak on your behalf. Yes, I can re-echo some of the things that you are worried about, but it is not my place to speak for you. Capish? Thank you, Kingsley. I understand you are tired and worried. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Eyo, Eyong.
Yes.
That's it, dear Baba.
My sister. River State Governor. That boy, he looks too gentle. If you look at his face, he looks too intense.
Is it about looks? Are you sure? Is it about looks? Rivers people don't. They are not gentle people.
See, if you go through the history, River State Governor, they are always very strong people.
What makes you think Fubara is not strong?
I don't see the boy, Jerry. When you look at Odili, look at Amichi, look at Wiki, they're always very strong people, very hardened human beings.
Mm.
Everyone is there now, he's not there, they're pushing here, he go, he pushing here, he go, he pushing here, he go. And that's why you see assembly, they are doing that with him now. How can you be there, all your PDP assembly members, they not defect to APC, they not give you directives, and you are following. Bring back commissioners that have gone, you bring them back. He says he's there to implement all the 8 points directly given to him by Tinubu. I don't understand. And you are still governor. You know, that's why I say the boy is just Naje Bota. You don't even understand what he's doing. I thought they impeach him there. They will remove him and he will go.
You know,
on the aspect of security.
Mm-hmm.
See, Atiku has told Tinubu, if you know you are not capable, you leave the place. It's not by force.
Can I ask you a question quickly, please? I'm so sorry to talk over you. If Atiku were sat in that same position, do you think you could have done anything different?
Let me tell you something now. There's some people that will be on that seat. You understand? When the passenger was there, can anybody dare and begin to cause all this kind of insecurity in the country? That's why it's no. Even Yadua, when Yadua was there. So it depends on the person who is there. They look at you. How strong are you? How serious are you? You understand? That's why they begin to... when you say, okay, he has given directive upon directive. How does that work out? Have you prevented the people from carrying out whatever they want to carry out?
Okay.
So it depends who is there.
All right, Ayo. Thank you very much for calling. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Mr. Zabuli is calling us. Hello, Mr. Zabuli.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You go buy this credit to ADO.
I defy you, ba.
I'm
good.
So, categorically speaking, it's official that this administration cannot handle banditry and kidnapping. Let's throw that out there. Yes, now, to your turn, so Israel, we should face our own demons and problems ourselves because they're incapable. After getting into the administration, they cannot do anything about it. No problem. We are taking notes. Fubara and Wiki, please, when will they stop being in the news? When? Till now, Rivers has not witnessed any progress ever since Fubara took possession of that government, and we're still where we are. Other intending godsons, I'm sure you're learning lessons from this present hulabaloo and shenanigans going on in Rivers State.
Mm.
We're taking notes. And you say you want us to rein, when will we rein in the police? Marianne, as much as I don't like what the police are doing, collecting bribes, I think they're going to rein in everybody. From top to bottom, not only the police.
So a total overhaul.
Yes, from top to bottom, holistically, all of them.
But who's gonna do it? Who's gonna do it? Is it the corrupt police? Or who?
That is what I'm saying. So corruption cannot kill corruption. It continually tries.
Okay.
So it's a rein in the police. Who wants to bail the cat? Secondly, nobody. This is just a joke, Maria. We never start, we never ready.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. Now, what are we going to do then? Well, I've got a few minutes. I want to read some messages as they're coming in. So if you pardon me for a few minutes, let me just read some messages. Then I'll come back to the phone lines and take more of your thoughts and comments. Someone here says, I'm Tony from Mori, as in the deaths happening there from how you put, which is how it's actually happening. Just reminds me of the White Walkers in the Game of Thrones. It's just like the a wave is coming. My goodness. I don't want to think about that. Please. This one says, good afternoon. When I hear you say, do I have time? Okay. When I hear you say you're yet to see the government tackle insecurity, I laugh. If you're thinking that this crop of hijacked power at all cost politicians would embark on any meaningful projects that would bring the poor relief, some relief to poor suffering Nigerians, your new name will be OYO. Boyosome from Afromedia. I totally get it. This one says, the killing of innocent people in Benue and Plateau consistently, despite the governors declaring curfew, those evil guys still have the audacity to go and attack innocent citizens. This is getting too much. Olusoga Ajayi from Odonla in Ikorodu. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side of the clock, it's still the Big Three, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anna Cohn. The big story is death toll in Benue increases. Police tops list of most corrupt in Africa. All right, still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And this is Hard Facts, the Big Three. For today, Tuesday, the 30th of January, 2024. And of course, you'd be wondering, months don't end. Yes, they don't end.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three on Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, before we went on that break, I was looking at your messages on WhatsApp. I'm going to try to, you know, spread myself and read some of your messages on Facebook Live. Feel free if you're watching us live on facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM. Post your comments. If you're watching us live on our YouTube live stream, please post your comments. And if you're listening to us from outside of the country via Skype, you can call when Nigeria Info FM. I would love to hear your thoughts on the Big Three stories. In case you did not follow the Big Three stories for today, death toll in Benue increases to 10. And in fact, from reports on the ground, there might be more people because the search party is still looking for some more bodies. Nigeria police tops list of African countries where officers regularly demand bribes. Most corrupt, I presume. And finally, Wahala Day for Rivers. Again, lawmakers accuse Fubara of unlawful conduct, while the governor himself is warning the pro-Wike appointees that if you do any, you see any. Join the conversation. What are your thoughts? I'm asking some questions this afternoon, and I'd like to hear your thoughts. In terms of the police, what do we do to rein in our policemen from collecting bribes and, of course, these dastardly acts of corruption? And someone says, well, they're following the leader. Leader, leader. You know that song. It's a carnival song. They're following the leader. I mean. And then, of course, are we about to witness a showdown in Rivers State with what's happening right now? Again, because it looks like trouble is brewing in paradise. And finally, in terms of Benue and the Middle Belt, when will the federal government and security agencies begin to take these killings in the Middle Belt very seriously? I'm Mary Anakon. I'd like to hear from you. 0700-993-993-993. You could join the conversation if you're a lady. 0201-465-7190. 0201-465-7190. 0201-465-7190. I have to keep saying this number to catch it once and for all. And you can join the conversation on social media. Let me go ahead and read more of your messages. Dele from Lekki says, Fubara is the most disrespected governor in the history of Nigeria. Wike cannot take half of what he's been dishing out to Fubara. And I say 100% yes. This one says, bribe-taking is part of the unofficial operations of the Nigerian police force. There is nothing we can do about it. A hopeless case, to be honest. Ebulade from Badagry. When you say there's nothing we can do about it, it means that, okay, let's continue to wallow in our stupidity and in this chaos. What kind of corruption is the EFCC going to even fight? What kind of government do we expect to have if law enforcement agents are breaking the law in open, in the clear of day, and glaringly gloating about it, and even threatening you that if you do any, I'll shoot you and give the gun to you, and they will say that you're a thief. What a joke. So, Abby, I totally disagree with you. This one says, You don't bust. When would the killing stop? It's very painful and disheartening. People are being butchered like pigs. Everyone, every now and again, even countries at war don't have it this bad. When we heard, okay, when the head is rotten, the head is clueless, the head is incompetent, the head is only interested in his 2027 re-election. Well, he says, I love this country. Well, you don't have any other country, I presume. This one says, when you send me 10 papers, Godwin from Lakwe, I'm going to just read a bit of your message because it's too long. He says, APC government, as it is, only is deceiving themselves, saying that they're fighting corruption, thinking we're fools. Unfortunately, Nigerians are wiser now, formal and gone. Whew. Can you read your messages before you send them? I'm sure you mean the former an outgone Kogi State government is a disgrace to humanity. Okay. Thank you for your message. Obawale from Shuleri, Lagos says, Assalamu alaikum, my sister. Honestly, it's becoming extremely evidential that elections have consequences. So those who were tribal during elections should behold their choices. Kidnapping and in Agbo, Abraka, Abuja, Agor Palace and some areas in Lagos. I live in Transamadi in Port Harcourt. The governor is not we go. Na unwa aba. Na unwa wezi. Unwa opobo. He says, they have militancy embedded in their DNA. I lived in Rivers for six years. And I know the nooks and the crannies of River State. I know everything. I know from upland to I know everybody. So what I'm laughing when people say, it's weak. Okay. Anyway, he says, Nigerians, please stop voting your tribe men and vote competency and service oriented leaders. Someone says, and then he finally says, make them legalize corruption. Obawale, you're on your own. I'm not there. I traveled. Anyway, back to the phone lines. I'd like to hear from you. Join the conversation 0700-993-993. Welcome to Hard Facts. Hello? Anybody home? All right, call me back. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Marianne.
Yes.
Pina for real.
Yeah. That's me.
I'm Ziggy.
Hi, Ziggy.
I'm good. From Ajawa Estate.
All right, Ziggy, go ahead, please.
Make I gist you, I beg.
My gist partner.
Do you know that this APC, do you know that these people should have been a very good in opposition than being in the seat of power?
How so?
Do you understand me?
I don't.
They should have been very good in opposition, because ever since these guys become, you know, the president and the rest of other things, the ministers, every indices is down. Even the primary thing, which is to protect life and property, is down. Look at the way Nigerians are dying in numbers. Every day, do you know that we are talking about death of human beings, not chickens, not the cow that is being slaughtered in abattoir? We are talking about living beings, human beings. Any government who cannot protect life and property is not worth being in government. Do you understand me? You can imagine the way we are talking about death. Okay, Marianne, make I gist you more. Have you anybody ever called you from the mortuary before? Have anybody called you from the cemetery before? Have you interviewed anybody that is in a graveyard? Government can only govern the living, and the living are dying. This guy should have been in opposition than aspiring to become the president or whatever. Okay, right now, you can see that they are in France. White people are dying in Nigeria. Tell me, whose father does that? These people should have remained in opposition, be making their noise there. Why the people who are governing Nigeria, and Nigeria is moving in a very snail speed, and things are penetrating the poor and the vulnerable.
All right.
For this one, the poor is not getting it. The rich is crying. Everybody is dying.
Ziggy,
can you imagine that?
Thank you for calling.
People should have been in opposition.
Thank you, Ziggy. With these few points of yours, I don't think you have convinced me, but that's fine. Hello. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Marianne, good afternoon.
Please, why are you doing sexy voice this afternoon, sir? We don't allow that here.
No. It's angry voice.
I'm just messing with you. Go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Anonymous. What do you expect when people will go to any length to sacrifice their sons, their daughters, in order to get into power? When they get there, what do you expect them
to do? What kind of allegation is this? Are these hard facts? You cannot be making those type of... No, please. Were you there? Where's your proof?
They want to get to the chairmanship, and they do a lot of things, dirty things, in order to get there. People who don't joke with blood, what do you think they care about Nigerian cities? Where's Showore Revolution now?
He's around. He's still doing his revolution in pockets. Okay. Thank you very much for calling. All right, we've got Charles calling us. Hello, Charles. Where are you calling us from?
Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling you from Mazamaza.
Mazamaza. Okay, go ahead, please.
Thank you. Can I?
Go ahead.
Okay. The issue of a bribe, I begin to wonder whether the taking bribe is part of their training in the police hierarchy. I don't know. Is it? Look, even if you look at the way other countries police their affairs of policing, is that what they are doing here? You know that the IG said they should not use Korupe. You know they are still using Korupe up to now.
Of course.
Just 2 weeks ago, I was going to...
You're saying 2 weeks. It happened on the weekend now.
Very good. Okay. It's just around this Doba Junction there.
Mm-hmm.
My tools are in my bag there. They were inside that Korupe. They carried some people there. Some people were inside the Korupe there. Then they just... one of them, get your bag there. I'm a physical now. They're begging me about, you didn't even look at my age. I don't look at him, and I gave him my bag. He look at it. What was in my bag? My tools.
Mm.
And I gave it to, I just look at him. Oh my God. And then I went away. Mm. Look, you see some of them riding Okada. Is that the way to police Nigeria?
Mm.
I was at my tool. One was shouting, same way. Is that the one? That oh my God. Hey. Nigeria. Oh God. The country is gone.
Well, I hope it's not. I hope it's not.
There's nothing in Nigeria.
Charles, a little optimism here, please.
We are just look at Nigeria. We are just a group of people. Group. It has no meaning.
Okay, Charles.
I'm not surprised when...
Charles, I'm going to let you go because I don't want to say something that, you know, I might regret. But I totally understand because a lot of people have given up. And that's why more and more people are running away from this country. But is running away the solution? Maybe we should be the ones pursuing all the corrupt people out of the country. How about that? But of course, the people who will tell me, so what do you want us to do? They have the army, they have the police. Look at what they're doing to us. What can we do? Let's think about what we can come up with. Because I always tell you that these group of politicians are just a tiny percentage of us 200 plus million people. So you can't be afraid of people who are stealing from you, people who have destroyed your healthcare, people who have destroyed your education. They've barely put up any infrastructure that can help you. They're lying to you through their teeth every day. They take you for granted every single day, and that's why they keep throwing you stories and playing ping pong with your future. And that's why the EFCC has joined them in the game of ping pong and saying, oh, we're revisiting all these cases because we want to. Which one have you followed through that we can applaud you? What's the ICPC? Oh, somebody needs to give them small injections to wake them up. I guess they're fast asleep. So really, I know that all the indications are to your tent through Israel. But if we all go into our tent, more and more people are coming, marauders, unknown gunmen, bandits, terrorists, are killing us and killing our children and taking away our lands, and miners from Asia, from Africa, from the US, from Britain, from Russia are taking the commonwealths that we have and our natural resources from right under us. And we're all saying, what can we do? Maybe we should wake up too. Maybe we need that injection that the ICPC is getting. Emmanuel is calling us from Ekpe. Hello. Emmanuel, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, according to me, it is painful. And I want to challenge the governors. When the Nayade was there, he had to spend from River City to come and pick up a...
Oh, Emmanuel, I'm so sorry. Your line was a bit dodgy there, but I'm so sorry. If you can call me back, I'd like to hear what you have to say. But I want to go back to social media, maybe Facebook Live first, because I want to read your messages that are coming in and also make sure that you are part of the conversation. You feel like you're part of the conversation. So here we go. On Facebook Live, Abilade says, bribe taking is part of the unofficial operations of Nigeria Police Force. There's nothing we can do about it. It's a hopeless case, to be honest. Daya Dada says, good afternoon, Marianne. In today's Nigeria, Emiloko has turned to Emiloko Lomo when you allow deceptive... Okay. An excuse makers to enter through the back door. The result you get is turning laws into lawlessness and dreams to nightmare, brilliant minds to low-grade minds, secured country to a gangster paradise. Unfortunately, your message is too long. I can't read everything. Daniel Davis here says, the cost of living is at an all-time high and it's not funny anymore. Claire Oggi here says, well done, Marianne. All right, thank you very much, Claire. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Still taking your thoughts and your comments. Let's go to WhatsApp. Here, this one says... Let the VAR check it again. How can the police stop corruption league table when the NNPC, CL, and NCS, that's and National Assembly are there? Oluwagba, stop it. This one says, Marianne, if kidnapping and killings is committed by ordinary citizens, government would have arrested them before now. But government can't arrest government. I suspect government involvement. Please clear my doubts. And what can the citizens do in a situation like this? Victor from Ajota. This one says, I'll continue to tell you that the only solution to the killing in Nigeria is capital punishment for bandits, terrorists, rapists and killers, even kidnappers. You're fine. Thank you. This one says, good afternoon, Marianne. This is renewed hope. Nigerians are renewing their hope in a hard way. This administration of Tinubu has absolutely nothing to offer except hardship to the citizens. Let his supporters call and defend him. Damien from Shogunle. Damien, this world you're about to start. Hey, my God. This one says, I'm not surprised about the killings in Benue. President on private visit to France while Nigeria is burning. Our rulers do not value life. Corruption is in our DNA as a country. Rivers governor is a good boy. Rivers people need good governance. Usman Mbaka from Aboru here in Lagos. I've still got time. Let me see how I can run through these ones. This one says, Misteyo has said it all about Governor Fubara. The man's wielding the big stick as a governor. He's just too soft for my liking. Ikenna. Fubara is too scared to wield the big stick. Okay. All right. Whatever you say. This one says... okay. Thank you very much for your update, Larry. This one says, I'm of the strong view that the wife... Okay. The only way to stop insecurity ravaging the country is for us to start being security conscious from our homes. Let us ensure... We blow the whistle when we see anything unusual in our environment. The rot starts from the home. Hussein from Surulere. Okay, Hussein. When we say corruption in Nigeria is from the top to bottom, it's the oxygen through which the people exist. Do you know that people are regularly exploited from individuals to institutions? It might be curbed if we detest celebrating wealth and having abilities to ask questions in Nigeria. This is not so in other countries. Momo. Yeah, if I say now, they say, what can we do? Because whose mother is it that's in that civil service, in that secretariat, whether it's federal or state, that will be giving me bad eye because I say I'm not going to give her 1,000 to go and look for my file? Whose auntie is it? Whose mother is it? Whose pastor's wife is it? Whose uncle is the man that is saying that if I cannot come and sleep with him, he will not give me grades? Who is it? Is that a politician? Who's the guy that's allowing for me to change the, you know, area that I'm supposed to initially serve because I've given him 35,000? Those are not politicians. And this guy makes a great point. It's the oxygen that we all live through, unfortunately. So maybe we need to start from within. Because, I mean, like they say, and you all say it, and you re-echo it over and over again, if you must come to equity, you must come with clean hands. Are your hands clean, sir, madam? A few of you maybe. But do we all not thrive in that situation? Big question. Let me read this one. This one says, I'm sure that if corruption statistics were to be conducted from all sectors in Nigeria and completed to Africa and the world, they will top the list of most corrupt sectors. Education, banking, health, religion, employment, etc. are all very corrupt. There are many instances of all Nigerian sectors being corrupt as the police. The conduct Nigeria police is reflecting is a reflection of Nigerians both home and abroad. Just a very handful of Nigerians are free from this. All hands must be on deck to overhaul the country. Justice, you literally took the words out of my mouth, didn't you? This one says, regarding corruption, EFCC should enlist and publish names of the cabals, kleptocrats in the past administrations and incumbent administrations who are responsible for the plundering of the economy. Horrendous killings and abductions, especially defiling the land, they should be prosecuted, booed and incarcerated, or else we, the masses, would stand up for our rights and take to the streets. Chisco, thank you for your message. I'm going to come back to the phone lines, unfortunately, because I cannot take everybody's message. Oh, can I quickly go to Twitter, please? Let me just take one or two tweets and then we'll wrap this up. Justice Ikenna here says, there are many instances of all Nigerian sectors being corrupt as the police. Okay, I think, Justice, I've read your message on WhatsApp, so I appreciate you tweeting that too. And who else has a message here? Okay, let me quickly go back to the phone lines. I want to take more calls. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Please turn off your radio. Yes, good afternoon.
God bless you. My name is Peter Usifo.
Peter, turn off your radio one more time. Turn it off.
All right. I've turned it off.
Go ahead. You got 60 seconds. Yeah.
Can I talk?
Go ahead.
I want to talk on the police, Nigerian police being the most corrupt in Africa.
Okay.
It should be logical to say that all Nigerians are corrupt. But it should be noted that the police is a reflection of our society.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm not an advocate. I'm not trying to support the police anyway for being corrupt. But it's a reflection of our society. Quickly on Fubara and River State. In my place, yes, an idiom which is translated to English. He said that when a fowl pollutes the air, the ground now chases the fowl itself. So, actually, there has been a mistrust ad initio on Ibarra from UK. So, that is why it's having such a problem. But let me quickly advise that UK, the godfather, if he doesn't want the Wellers to come into their mix to create political instability or confusion in River State, in particular, and Nigeria in general, he should call a meeting.
Okay.
Which will actually involve Fubara and others.
Okay. All right, I have to let you go. Your line is being faulty. The meeting was called. The same meeting that's been termed unconstitutional, that has already, you know, caused more trouble. In fact, it has compromised the whole situation. Now, the judiciary looks bad. The president does look bad. The whole situation in River State looks bad. So, which meeting are they calling again? Is the Holy Ghost going to be part of the meeting? Hello.
Hello, Marianne. Who's for now? I'm well, please. Menno, Professor.
Hi, Menno. You've got 60 seconds. Quickly.
Marianne, corruption. You are even going far. What happened to the price of face masks and hand sanitizers?
Or POS.
You go no say to buy for an event. What are we talking about? Then for the reverse issue, Marianne. Honestly.
Oh, Menno, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about that. Sorry, you, Bele. Unfortunately, I've got 50 seconds now. I can only read a message or two. And then when we come back from the quick break, I will read another. I'll take another call, okay? This one says, I laugh when some people think that in this type of democracy we're operating somebody will be able to stop insecurity. The person is living in a fool's paradise. Since the advanced civilian governance, Nigeria has been going into the drains. AAA. All right. This one says, good afternoon, Marianne. Do you know the situation is getting somehow out of hand? Mostly the food crisis. Today, a ball of akara is now 100 naira. Came from Surulere. What are you telling me? Somebody was telling me that he bought akara and he looked like he could push it into his nose for 50 naira. It's that bad. Finally, this one says, I love your... okay, this is not for me, obviously. I'm going to go for that break, Lagos. When we come back, I'll take one quick call and wrap up this conversation. Thank you very much.